Let me demonstrate Panchama Shruti first. Panchama Shruti contains Adhara Shajam, Sa, Panchamam, Pa, and Upper Shajam, Sa. Sa. We will move on to Madhyama Shruti. I have now changed the Tambura to Madhyama Shruti, wherein we will hear the notes Sarjam, Madhyamam, and Upper Sarjam. Sa Ma Sa Ma Sa. What we would do when rendering a kriti is, we imagine the madhyamam to be sarjam, that is ma sa. Ma becomes sa, therefore all the other notes become relatively of a higher frequency. Sa ri ga ma pa ma. This is Shankara Varnam in the Madhyama Shruti. Now, why do we do this? It is because to get a better clarity of songs. Let me demonstrate this with an example. I'm going to render Sita Kalyanam in Panchama Shruti first and then Madhyama Shruti, and you will find the difference yourself. Now, Sita Kalyana Vaibhogame in Panchama Shruti.
Pavanaja Stuti Patra Pavana Charitra Pavanaja Stuti Patra Pavana Charitra Ravi Soma Varanetra Ramaniya Gatra Sita Kalyana Vaibhogame Rama Kalyana Vaibhogame.
I am now switching over to Madhyama Shruti. Ma sa
Pavanaja Stuti Patra Pavana Charitra Ravi Soma Varanetra Ramaniya Gatra Sita Kalyana Vaibhogame Rama Kalyana Vaibhogame.
I hope Rasikas will now be able to appreciate the enhanced feel and clarity in the rendering of the kriti while being rendered in the Madhyama Shruti. Madhyama Shruti is best suited for ragas with truncated arohanam and avrohanam. That is, they do not have many sancharas in the upper octave. Most of the sancharas lie in the region between sa to pa or da. Therefore, it is possible to take up these ragas in the Madhyama Shruti.